Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Romeo and Juliet. The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the love story for you. Part 7.
The friar, who knows all about the first marriage, is busy talking with Count Paris, who is arranging their Thursday wedding. At that stage, Juliet enters, meeting her potential future husband for the first time. "My lady and my wife, so happy to meet you," said the Count.
"We are not married yet," pointed out Juliet.
The friar then cuts the awkward exchange short by telling Juliet that he has time for a confession now and the Count must leave. Juliet began to cry and the friar tried to comfort her.
"It's a problem too hard for me to solve," he claims, which upsets Juliet even more.
"If you're so wise, then why don't you know? If you can't help, then please call my resolution wise at least," she begs as she produces a dagger. "God joined my heart to Romeo. You joined our hands. Before I marry another me, I would rather kill my..."
Hang on a minute. "Before I marry another me, that's either a spelling mistake." Yeah, they don't talk like that, I know that. So I'm going to do that line again.
"You joined our hands. Before I marry another, I would rather kill myself."
The friar, who had to deal with Romeo in the same state, tried to stop Juliet by offering some hope.
"I have an idea. If you've made up your mind to kill yourself, then this idea isn't so ridiculous for you," he stated before divulging his plan. "Go home, be cheerful, and tell your family you agree to marry Paris. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and make sure you go home and you go to sleep alone. Your nurse can't be in the room with you. Then take this vial, mix some liquor, and drink it. It is a sleep-inducing drug which will stop your pulse."
Sounds like date rape to me.
"And make it seem like you're dead."
Definitely sounds like date rape.
"You'll be stiff and cold like a corpse. Then, as tradition demands, once they find you dead on your wedding morning, you'll be dressed in your best clothes and lay to rest in an open coffin at a family tomb."
This is sounding a bit of a wonky plan. I don't know if I'll be going along with this.
"You'll be in this dead state for like 42 hours and I will tell Romeo of our plan. He will then come that night from his exile to take you away once you have woken again."
Juliet didn't even ask questions. She took the vial and was ready to action the plan. When Juliet came to go to sleep and take the vial, she began thinking about the implications.
"What if they bury me before I wake up? And I'm suffocated. What if it doesn't work? What if the friar just wants to kill me? What if he wants to kill me so he isn't disgraced by marrying me twice?"
But she decides it's all worth it, mixes it with some booze and drinks it. She then falls onto her bed, asleep. The next morning, Nurse Anne comes into the bedroom to wake Juliet.
"Hello, me lovely. Juliet. Wake up, you lazy bitch,"
she shouts as she draws the curtains open. With Juliet not moving, the nurse headed over to shake her. She screamed in horror as she realised that Juliet is dead, or at least appeared so.
"What's all the noise in here?"
asked Lady Capulet.
"Oh, it's a sad day. Oh, a heavy day. Look, look,"
sobbed the nurse, pointing to Juliet's cold body. Lady Capulet was distraught and joined in the nurse's wailing chorus of,
"She's dead, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead."
Capulet entered, seeing if the bride was ready, followed by the friar, who did his best acting at Juliet's fate. He then tried to calm everyone.
"Your child was sent by heaven and is now back in heaven, looking down upon us. Heaven will give her eternal life."
The friar then assured the second part of the plan was actioned.
"The custom is to dress her in her best, carry her to the church, and we shall celebrate her life."
Capulet is a crafty guy. Didn't want to lose all the deposits he's put down on the food, drinks, entertainment for the wedding. They would now be used for the funeral. The plan was in action. All we needed now was Romeo. He was living in exile with his servant, due to bring him news from Verona about Juliet.
"Do you have news for me from Verona? How is my wife? Is my father well? How is my Juliet?" asked Romeo.
"She sleeps in the Capulet tomb, and her immortal soul lives with the angels in heaven. I saw her buried and came straight here to tell you. Pardon me for bringing this ill news, but you did tell me it was my job, sir," said the servant somewhat reluctantly.
"Is it true?" cried out Romeo.
"I defy you, stars. I will leave here tonight for Verona."
"Please, sir, be patient," asked his servant, but Romeo wouldn't reason with him.
"Do you have a letter for me from the friar?"
"No, my good lord."
"No matter. Find me a horse and I will leave to be with my lady."
As his servant left to find his ride, Romeo turned to the heavens.
"Well, Juliet, I will be with thee tonight."
Romeo remembered seeing a seedy-looking shop on the way in, the kind of place you wouldn't go in, but he knew would sell the thing he desired.
"Come hither, man," he demanded as he entered the shop. "Here is some dosh. Now let me have a shot of your poison. Something that works fast and as violently as gunpowder in a cannon."
"Such mortal drugs I have, but the law is death to anyone that sells them."
"You are bare and poor and still afraid to die?" questioned Romeo. "You are nothing but a beggar." He was quite a posh beggar, actually. "Break the law and be rich for once."
The seller agreed, and Romeo took the vial away with him, with the warning.
"If you had the strength of 20 men, it would still kill you straight away."
He said that on the bottle.
"Perfect," thought Romeo. "I will take this to Juliet's grave. That is where I must use it."
Now, I know what you're thinking. The friar said he would send note to Romeo about the plan. Well, back in Verona, Friar Lawrence was pacing the room before his fellow Friar John entered. It was John who had been tasked with taking the note to Romeo, but it turned out he ain't been able to leave Verona. He'd been locked down as the health officials thought that they'd been in contact with the plague. Friar Lawrence looked at his watch.
"I must go to the tomb alone," he declared. "Juliet will wake up in 3 hours and she'll be very angry with me that Romeo won't be there for her."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.